blessed 14th Friday in ordinary time to you and your family. I'm Deacon Ken Crawford, and this is the 10th in my video series as a newly ordained deacon. I was ordained on June 30th, just coming up on 2 weeks now here pretty soon. And for those of you who've been watching, you know I'm on a backpacking trip right now. We just finished day 3 here in the tent. Long day today, 16 miles, which was very hard on particularly the 10-year-old, which is, I think, my topic for this evening was when he was distracted, when we were talking about his older brother's potential girl interest or about things that didn't get done this summer that Dad wasn't too pleased with his older brothers, he was fine. He would hike and hike and hike and hike. But then when the focus would come on to how tired he was, then all of a sudden he'd, you know, be on the verge of tears because it was a long, long hike. And in fairness to him, it was a long, long day. But my point is, I think that's a good metaphor for life. There are times when we let our difficulties consume us in ways that we shouldn't. That if we were to just focus on other things, focus on the positives in our lives, focus on the good things that we want to focus on, we could endure many of the hardships that we sometimes let cripple us. And I don't know. I think that it was another one of the neat things about being on the trail is there's so many metaphors for struggle and and perseverance in life. And this was the one that stuck out to me today was sometimes we just need to focus on other things, not worry so much about the particulars of what's bothering us, and just say, you know, just keep doing what we're doing. Do we have a path to success? Are we following where God wants us to go? And if so, just endure the hardship. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine. You'll look back on it as a great thing. That's the funny thing about the backpacking trips is, and I've been doing them for 5+ years now with the boys, you know, as they've reached the appropriate age, right? So the youngest one is just now starting. This is his first year, where my sophomore in high school, you know, has been doing it for a number of years now. There's so many trips where they just seem like they couldn't care less. They hated the experience. They hated their father, at least for some short period of time. And then they get home and they want to talk about it. It's the most awesome thing that ever happened. They're so glad they went. It was awesome. It was wonderful. You know, telling their mother all about it to my wife. And again, it's also that sort of thing. Sometimes we look back on our hardships as some of the greatest times in our lives. Let's endure them with more peace, with more comfort, with more knowledge that God puts us where He needs us to be. And sometimes that's very challenging. Sometimes He needs us to grow in some way, and the only way for that to happen is by going through this hardship. Sometimes this hardship is for somebody else's benefit who really needs it, that can't bear it, and we can bear it for them. And that's okay. And let's not worry so much. There's so many good things in life. There was an old musician who had this analogy. He said, if we could just start flying, you know, not like in an airplane, but just, you know, like we had wings and fly, we'd be thrilled for, you know, a week. And then a week later, it'd be like, well, everyone can fly. Why am I special? I can only do what everyone else could do. We are blessed with so many things, but we compare ourselves in relative ways that are unnecessary. You know, poor children in the worst part of the world have joy in their lives. How can that be? Well, it can be because there is still joy, even amongst poverty. Not that we shouldn't try to help people in poverty, but no matter what situation you are in life, this existence is a beautiful, wonderful existence. And it is something to be joyous about. And sometimes we forget that. And sometimes we need to be put through hard times to recognize that. Sometimes we need to know a difficult time so that the good times are all that much better. And let's just try to endure those tough times with peace. So this actually probably should be the last on the trail report. I'm still not going to be back in internet connectivity land for a handful of more days because we're going to be at the family cabin for a few days and it is out of internet zone. I don't know how my children will survive that travesty. So I'll post probably a couple more for the cabin. Of course, you won't know any of this until I get home and can post the entire series. So with that, God bless you. God bless your families. Pray for me. Pray for my ministry. Pray retroactively for this hike that I'm finishing up. I will pray for you and your family. And God willing, I'll be able to post one of these tomorrow.